This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters. And Blondie at the Concord Pavilion on August 8th. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. He has a lot of great songs. How many records has he done with the Imposters? Was that like his old band, or was he always just Elvis Costello and he added the Imposters later?
I don't know.
No peace of mind. Blondie and Elvis Costello. You want tickets? Call now. 800-400-3697. Riley's got the phones in there. Too mind out to be a pain in the ass. All right, time for Celebrity Trash. We are going to start with the Emmy nominations. Those came out yesterday. And the big winner was the final season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, good.
Wow. So, you know how everybody hated that? The final season, or at least the last two episodes. There was even a petition going around asking for season 8 to be redone with competent writers. The Television Academy did not agree. 32 Emmy nominations,
wow,
including one for best writing for the season finale, the series finale. So will it win? I don't know. Probably. Let's reward mediocrity. Game of Thrones had 32 nods. It sets a new record for most nominations in one year. The previous record was set in 1994. Can you guess the show?
Is it a comedy?
No.
Sopranos.
No. That didn't start till later.
Oh, really?
What'd you say, 94?
94.
Oh, 94.
Yeah.
Cable or network?
Network. It was a big,
I don't know, like a
big
drama
show, and it was the first, I think it was the first time a man's full butt was showed on TV.
NYPD Blue
is correct.
I was going to say Twin Peaks.
That set the previous record, 26 nominations in 1994 for NYPD Blue. So yes, one of the nominations for Game of Thrones was for outstanding writing in a drama series, specifically for the series finale, which got mixed reviews at best. Game of Thrones also extended its record number of nominations overall for a scripted series. It has now picked up 161 total. Hmm. Of all shows, the most nominations are Saturday Night Live. It has the most nominations of any show ever, with 270. Of course, it's been on for 44 seasons or something. Mm-hmm. So, stands to reason that they would have. Although, that's scripted too. I don't know why why they're saying it's the most with 161, Game of Thrones. Anyway, back to this year. Amazon's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, however you say her name. That's a distant second. It has 20 nominations. And it's followed by HBO's Chernobyl with 19. You watched that, didn't you?
I didn't, because people told me there's a lot of animals torture.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I only saw the first episode, and it was fine, but I never went back to it.
Mm. Saturday Night Live did, I think that's fourth place, I guess. Saturday Night Live had 18 nominations. Game of Thrones also helped HBO again regain the top spot for most nominated network with 137 nominations. Netflix was second with 117. And that is worth noting because last year Netflix ended HBO's 17-year streak as the most nominated network. It won't have Game of Thrones next year, so this could be short-lived, but they're basking in it this year.
Good.
As for snubs, they are saying that The Big Bang Theory, with only 3 nominations and nothing in the major categories,
was
the big snub. And that ended this year.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this is the first time that, what's his bucket there?
Sheldon.
Sheldon's character. Who plays him?
Oh, Jim Parsons.
That's right. This is his first like non-nomination year in 10 years.
Yeah, he's been racking those up.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt on Netflix, completely shut out, not a single nomination. Showtime's Kidding was shut out, and which is, I think, the isn't that a Jim Carrey show?
Kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's like a writer on a kid's show or something?
Yeah, and it's
or...
kind of dark.
Yeah, that was completely shut out. Orange is the New Black only got one nomination, and that was for guest actress. I guess she came back to the show for an episode
or two.
Who was
it again?
Laverne Cox.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not a lot of love for shows Better Things, Grace and Frankie, Real Time with Bill Maher, The Good Fight, Hulu's Catch-22, and Amazon's Homecoming. That has Julia Roberts, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the nominations for Julia Roberts? Fox is going to be airing these on September 22nd. I don't have a host yet, assuming that they don't copy the Oscars and just go hostless,
mm-hmm.
which is
I was
totally fine.
The same thing,
you
yeah.
can go hostless, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
As far as some of the nominations, for Outstanding Drama Series, a few of these I've never even heard of. Well, Better Call Saul on AMC.
Mm-hmm.
People do seem to really like that. That's sort of a spinoff of Breaking Bad.
Right.
His lawyer.
Uh-huh.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
I feel like I should know his name.
We should.
Bodyguard.
He's the guy married to Madeline Stowe.
Oh. He's lucky.
He is lucky. I really remember we got to interview her and I was
frothing.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
So
huh?
into her, yeah.
Yeah. So Better Call Saul's nominated. Bodyguard on Netflix, which I watched. It's really good. It's the guy, it's Rob Stark, the one who gets it at the Red Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a bodyguard to like a member of parliament.
Hmm.
And it's I think there's only one season of it, but it's excellent. We loved it. Ate right through that.
Better Call Saul, I would never have known this guy's name. Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah.
He used to do a show with...
Jimmy Kimmel.
No. The guy from Arrested Development.
Jason
who
Bateman.
Never nude.
Oh, Tobias. David Cross.
David
Cross. That's right. That's right.
David Cross yeah. and Bob Odenkirk yeah. had a show.
I Mr. Can't... Show
Mr.
with
Mr.
Bob
show.
And David, mm-hmm. which he co-created and starred.
Game of Thrones is nominated for Outstanding Drama Series. Killing Eve, is that the one with Sandra Oh?
I can't say I've ever heard of that. What network is
that? Well, it's on BBC America.
Oh.
Could have sworn that was her show. I think it won a bunch of stuff. Didn't she host last year and won a bunch of stuff on the show?
I think so,
I think
yeah.
that's what it was for. Ozark is nominated. Of course it is. Something called Pose on FX, which I want to say that... It's a designer, like a real life designer who is, he's a dude who wears like dresses to awards. Billy Porter.
Oh, yes.
I think he's one of the stars of that. Pose. Succession on HBO, which I think is about like the head of a really rich family in a super corrupt corporation dies and then they're all stepping up and. The corruption continues. And then This Is Us on NBC. For comedies, Barry on HBO, which is Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm.
Fleabag on Amazon. I don't even think I've ever
heard of that.
Russian Doll on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call it Schmidt's Creek. That's not what it's called. It's on Pop TV. The Good Place on
that's
NBC.
That's on Netflix, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I binged the whole thing.
Which
the
one?
Creek?
The Creek.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. You know, because I was going to say The Good Place, I think, is also a Netflix show, but they're saying it's on NBC. Maybe they're just running
the original.
They
just pick it up, right?
Yeah, pick it up right away. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Veep.
Veep is so funny.
You know, Julia Louis-Dreyfus just got a nomination for that. Surprise. She is one win away from making Emmy history. She is nominated again for Veep, and if she wins, she'll have 9 Emmys as a performer, which is
really?
More than any other actress.
Oh, she deserves it.
She's currently tied with Cloris Leachman. Who has 8.
Uh-huh.
Adam Sandler was nominated in the Best Actor category in a comedy series for his Saturday Night Live hosting gig. It was his first time back since he left the show 24 years ago, and mm-hmm. it was a super funny episode, and he was nominated for it. Bruce Springsteen's Emmy nomination in the pre-recorded variety special category for Netflix's Springsteen on Broadway could make him an EGOT. He has 20 Grammys. He has an Oscar. Which was that the song from Philadelphia? that he won?
I don't recall.
And he's got a Tony, too, I guess, mm-hmm. for his, you know, his live performances that he's doing on Broadway right now. Hmm. So if he wins an Emmy, he'll be one of the very rare EGOT winners.
Good for him.
Not a lot of new ground broken at this year's Emmy nominations, at least at the very top. Last year's ceremony, Game of Thrones led with 9 wins, followed by Saturday Night Live and Mrs. Maisel with 8 apiece, so it's basically the same. Let's see. So it set the record with the 32 nominations this year, but in order to win the most in a single year, it needs to win 13. They already hold the current record with 12 in both 2015 and 2016. So I don't know how many nominations they got those years, but they won a ton. Anthony Bourdain got 2 more posthumous nominations for his show Parts Unknown. And here's the thing about Pose. Billy Porter from Pose is now the first openly gay black man with an Emmy nomination for lead actor in a drama. So groundbreaking there.
I can't even picture him.
You would if you saw him. A lot of times I'll hand you a picture of him like at some award
Billy
ceremony
Porter.
Or something. Yeah, he wears like a, it's like a tux on top with like a flowing gown out the
right.
bottom.
That's
mm-hmm.
him.
They're saying these are not snubs. Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, and The Handmaid's Tale. They missed the cutoff. They say the majority of episodes of a show have to air between June 1st the previous year and May 31st. So everything that's airing now in those shows is going to be...
For the next year?
For next year. They're not snubs, you guys. Relax.
That's too bad because by that time people forget.
I know. I've totally forgotten how good they are. I finished Stranger Things last night. And I have questions. I want to talk to you about it. We'll talk about it off the air.
Let me ask you some questions.
Well, okay.
Did you love it?
Yes. And did I leak? I did. I had leaky eyes. I didn't cry my eyes out, but I definitely...
No, I didn't cry my eyes out either, but
I didn't even
cried.
Realize I was crying. I was so into the show, and I went, oh goodness, my face is wet.
So now let me ask you if you agree with me that while I thought the show was great, lived up to my hopes and dreams, and I enjoyed every minute, I feel like the one weak spot... in the whole third season was the villain. I liked it better in season 1 and 2. Season 3, the form it took didn't work for me.
I didn't mind it.
Okay.
I thought you were actually talking about the dude.
No.
There was a, you know, John always says if you don't see someone die, then they... didn't, because if they don't show it, they have the option to do whatever they
want
with it.
Right, sure.
So not only is there one death that I'm concerned about, but then they hint at later. There was a character in there that I absolutely adored, who they imply died.
Right.
Do you know who I'm talking about? We shouldn't do this. Let's do this off the air.
Okay.
But anyway, Stranger Things was not snubbed at the Emmys, in case you were worried about them. They'll be for next year. Julia Roberts and her show Homecoming were basically among the snubs. Julia took it well. She posted an Apple News notification saying, biggest Emmy nomination snubs, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, and Emma Stone. And she captioned it, well, I'm in excellent company at least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's like, yay, an award show I don't have to go to. Sasha Baron Cohen, the LEG show, which has not been on in 15 years. But what is that all about? Apparently, his show, Who is America, did get some nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And he thanked Sarah Palin and Dick Cheney for that. So, congratulations to everybody nominated.
Those are the people he was able to dupe? Is that what he's
saying?
Yes,
apparently.
Okay.
I guess so. And when did I say that was? Hold on, I have it here.
September?
Yeah, September 22nd. On Fox, the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards. As opposed to the Daytime Emmy Awards, which are when Ellen wins everything.
Ellen.
Yes. If you want the full list of nominees, I'm assuming we're going to have this up at RadioAlice.com.
They might have put them up.
Okay.
On
so
the website.
Honestly, it's 8 pages of just words strung together. Not even in sentences, for God's sake. So we're not going to do that. And that's all we're going to squeeze into the 6 o'clock trash. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
A topless photo bomb.
Oh, fantastic.
After the
hiring for your small business, if you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets to see Ariana Grande at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on December 18th. They're coming up at 7 o'clock. Yeah, you heard me.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft and Floracraft semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floracraft.com. That's floracraft.com. Here's what's happening. Okay, a bunch of stuff going on. First of all, I just wanted to let you know that Target has officially started celebrating Halloween.
Nuh-uh.
They have put out the Halloween stuff. Get ready, everybody.
That's just how it goes. Sell as much of it as you can.
And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. My goodness.
Yeah. Thank you, Bryn. Way to get in the mood.
It's over a quarter of a year away.
That's no.
Yes.
Should we start thinking about our costumes?
And while we're at it, getting ready for stuff that's still a little ways away. Oh, I'm already hearing talk about football season, both college and NFL.
Well, at least that's happening next month.
It's coming. So, for those of you that do enjoy the sport, we've gotten through the worst part of the year where football's just not even talked about. Unless, of course, you're Sarah's husband.
Yes, and we still talk about it every single day.
It's year-round at her house.
Yes, oh my God. Yesterday he goes, you know those pictures that you sent me of... Tommy in Costa Rica on the beach with Giselle and her fabulous rear end.
Totally.
Oh, my God. He was. He's
when
like,
you
oh.
say Tommy, you don't mean Igo, the drummer that's
part
of your band.
Not legit Tommy.
You mean Tommy,
the
golden boy.
Go.
But her ass is fine, too. What, Heather?
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron,
yeah,
sorry.
She does have, yeah, she's got a fine rig. She's rocking a good rig.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's hard to compare to Giselle Bundchen.
None of us can.
Yeah.
So they were commenting on that?
Well, no, he goes, oh, Tommy's in Costa Rica. Oh, Tommy's, he's better get home. I mean, training camp starts on July 25th. I'm like, oh, yes, he's only got another week. What's he going to do?
There was a story, Vinny, I don't know if I gave it to you or Sarah, about the Madden that is out, that it's so real that something with Tommy. Tommy was in the headline.
Well, I guess that you can, you know, there's little fun hacks you can do on there where you can, like, diss people or whatever. And I guess, you know, if you want to diss Tommy, now's your chance.
So the shot of Giselle on the beach, where are they, did you say?
Costa Rica, I think.
I told you I recently was swimsuit shopping with the missus.
Yes.
And the bottoms now... like that bottom that she's sporting.
Which is really only half a bottom.
It's barely there.
It kind of covers your waist.
That is what's out there.
It's a triangle at the top of your crack.
Right,
right.
Exactly.
It's not a thong, but it's very...
I would literally never...
Very
and
skimpy.
I use that term literally. I would never wear anything that skimpy. Oh, my God. Bring back those 20s bathing suits with the leggings that go down to the knee and the skirt.
So in the past, you never wore anything like that. I mean, I kind of understand now, but in the past, in your younger years.
What are you
saying?
When I was younger, people were covering their butts still.
When you were younger, you were a Boston girl. You didn't exactly grow up on the beach.
That's not true. We spent all summer at the beach, Duxbury Beach and Gray's Beach. You'd go out there and you'd lay out in the sun and the mosquitoes would get you and the sand fleas.
Not the
same. Water was actually warm. Yeah. We didn't have any surf, though. But the worst I ever did was in the 80s, I had like a high thigh bikini, but it was full butt coverage. Full butt.
Anyway, my point is, good on Giselle. She's wearing what the kids wear.
Yeah. And she's pulling it off. Putting the kids to shame.
I handed a few to the missus and she tried them on and went, I'm not 20. I'm not wearing this.
I'm a mother of two.
I have two little kids. Yeah. I'm not wearing this. And I'm like, you're
So did she get a full butt coverage item?
Most butt coverage, yes. But she could pull it.
She's modest.
She is modest, you're right.
Which is the way
she could
people
pull
should
it,
be.
And she wouldn't do it.
Because she has two little kids. And you know what she doesn't want to do? have her butt like right at their face level.
Giselle has two little kids too.
And, yes. And well, she's also a supermodel, and I'm sure they've seen her naked a million times.
She's going for it.
Yeah.
Oh, good on Giselle.
And Tommy's going for it, too. His hands are on her butt and not touching her bathing suit at all.
I was staring
They're
hard.
Above her butt.
Yeah, all right.
50 Cent has, oh, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or baby mama, but I was staring hard. I'm staring at it now. She has the killer body in a bathing suit. I'm just like, damn, now that looks good. Yeah. And everything looks pretty natural. And she's, you know, with her kids, but it's a tiny bathing suit, but she's so hot.
Damn. That's become very normal, that half coverage. And in fact, on the tags of the swimsuits, they have a little graph that shows
how much
like,
of your
no
ass
coverage,
covers.
Half coverage, quarter cut, like.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. That way you know before you even take it in there.
Yeah, what you're dealing with.
Of course, I handed in a bunch of quarter coverages and got them handed back and told no.
Try again, sir.
Give me full coverage.
Who's that? Oh, that's Fitty's
baby
lady.
Mama. Yeah, you know, I don't know about that whole little triangle at the top. I think it makes the whole butt look bigger. I guess that's desirable.
Yeah,
days.
I mean, that's these days. That's with.
Just makes your ass, it makes your ass cheek look
I still
a
like
foot
the,
and a half long.
The boy short cut.
Yeah.
Well, I actually agree with you in terms of wearing a swimsuit that's practically dumb. It's still a G-string, but you've got all this coverage on the middle. Unless you're covering a tramp stamp.
Yeah, I guess
that's what you're trying
that
to.
That would be covered.
Right. Yeah. That makes no, it's like a fake effort to have a swimsuit.
I like the boy short thing too. Mm-hmm. With like a t-shirt at the top.
Anyway.
That's a good look.
Let's move
Solid
off
look.
Of swimsuits. All this right. team isn't someone that should be talking about it.
He's damn right.
I don't know what you would call the official celebration. I guess we just call this Apollo 11 celebration week. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, the moonwalk. But there's all these different dates that yesterday was the date they took off.
Right. 50 years ago yesterday. When's the landing? How many days did it take them to get up there?
What they were doing yesterday was...
floating in space.
No.
Doing somersaults in midair in no G's.
They marked the precise moment they took off. That the Saturn V rocket blasted off, which was 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, 1969.
So exciting.
So that was yesterday. There's a bunch of different celebrations at the Smithsonian. If you're lucky enough to be headed that way, they've got a big thing going on. And if you've never been, the Smithsonian's awesome.
And it's free.
This is in Washington, D.C., though.
Right on the mall.
Which is where, you know.
I think that there's like Cape Canaveral and other places like, I don't know, maybe Houston, we've got a problem. Like maybe there's a thing in Houston, but there's, I think Cape Canaveral had like Duran Duran or something playing.
I don't know
why they're part of this. Maybe they love the moon. I don't know.
Maybe but there's the all astronaut kinds of, love them. Or
maybe. There are all kinds of concerts and celebrations.
That's great. I mean, the actual date of the landing though was the 20th.
Oh boy, it took them a few days. So when is that? That's Saturday.
Yes.
I'm still stumped on the Duran Duran tie-in. They're English, so that's not... That's...
No, I think that there isn't one. They just like, well, who can we get?
Duran Duran's like, we'll do it. We would love to play.
Who's available and what do they cost? Is that one of those
that's
shows?
Probably
okay.
It.
All right.
There must be a roster somewhere. Here's our price range. Who can we get? Oh, look, Duran Duran. Let's do that.
It's no different than Bookin' Now and Zen.
Sure.
Who can we get and what do they cost?
Yep.
They're saying that Duran Duran will have 300 swarming drones.
Oh, cool. I love the drone stuff at concerts.
God, that's
so
a
neat.
Lot.
They all coordinate with each other. It's amazing. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Tupac got some guy fired.
Oh, Tupac? After all these years?
From the grave, right.
What happened?
66-year-old Jerry Foxhoven was the Department of Human Services director for the state of Iowa. It's a big gig, apparently.
All right.
And he's a big deal. And he is obsessed with Tupac. Like, loves him so much that it bled into his work and caused him to be fired by
it. Oh, no. What happened?
He would host Tupac Fridays every week where he would play the music in the office. It's Tupac Friday.
But
the music is I mean, I guess they have edited versions,
racy at best.
But right, it's pretty.
I don't think
intense.
He's going for the radio edit.
He'd regularly email lyrics to coworkers.
Oh, boy.
A search found Jerry sent 350 pages worth of emails with the word Tupac in them over the past 2 years.
Boy, he really is obsessed.
So you know when you do that search for, you know, someone that you sent an email to a while back. Well, they did a Tupac since he's dead. But his name's all over everything.
Oh, boy.
On his 65th birthday, he had Tupac cookies decorated with the words Thug Life, which is what Tupac famously had tattooed across his abs. And one of the things, look, to me, Tupac's one of those weird stories where he can write. People love his lyrics and his writing, and
quite an artist.
It's
too.
I think it's even been studied on some, you know, in some colleges. Mm-hmm. They study, you know, how they'll
some
do that.
Courses,
take a modern artist and sort of study his writing. So the guy could write, but the guy was also from Mill Valley, we famously heard, which isn't exactly Thug Life.
Well, it is a project.
But then on the other hand, the guy had been shot multiple times.
Right.
So that's Thug Life.
Apparently so.
I don't know if he went fishing for trouble and found it.
Mm.
But anyway, Thug Life cookies, not Thug Life.
Yeah.
If you know
they're
what I mean.
They're just too tasty.
Yeah, well, it's like,
you know,
really?
They need to be harsher. Like, there should be some broken glass in them. Is that what you're saying?
It's just the whole cookie party thing doesn't seem Thug
Life-ish.
He just
loves Tupac so much.
Like, a Thug Life thing to do is get hookers and a hotel room and cocaine and stay locked up for the weekend celebrating.
That's closer to it.
That's more Thug Life than a cookie party. I think. I'm not Thug Life. Maybe I don't know.
Well, at 65, maybe he just feels like, you know, this is about as Thug Life as I can get. I'll just make some cookies. Mm-hmm. And they'll be, you know, we'll just we'll munch on those and remember Tupac on my 65th. Birthday.
Jerry Foxhoven, 66, the Department of Human Services director for the state of Iowa, last month sent an email to all 4,300 employees under him telling them they should commemorate Tupac's birthday over the weekend by listening to his music. The next day, Jerry was asked to resign from his job by the governor of Iowa. Apparently,
like enough Tupac,
people
buddy.
Complained about Jerry's Tupac obsession before. And that email was the last straw.
So he'd been told to tone down the Tupac, but he just kept on
Tupacking
away.
And it finally
led to
his... I mean,
he's 66. You know, take your retirement.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. Go home and just listen to Tupac all the live long day.
To me, this sounds fun, but apparently this woman ruined Monica Davila's life.
Uh-oh. But it sounds fun to you?
Well, hold on.
All right.
A woman named Monica Davila from Cypress, Texas, was with her family at a state park on Monday. They'd gotten together because Monica's husband's grandma just passed away, and the trip to the park was in her honor.
Oh, so like a little memorial.
It's a memorial,
okay.
Right.
It's a somber occasion.
It is, but you don't. Nobody knows that. You don't go to the park in all black.
Right.
You don't have funeral signs on all your cars. And, you know, I mean, that's where
you're
you
just
know.
Gathering. You're going to talk about Nana. And,
you see
you
that
know.
Happening on the freeway and you go, oh, those people just lost someone. Mm. All right. Let's
get out of their way.
Let's give them a wide berth. And
sure.
Maybe even say a prayer.
Right.
On the way as
praying
you
kind.
Pass them doing 65.
Right. Oh, my God. Get out of my way. I pray for you. I pray for you.
Apparently. They all posed for a picture the state park, and this is where a woman jumped in and flashed her boobs.
Robbing
she flashed
the
them.
That's wrong. Well, she doesn't know.
It's even better. I just got the picture handed to me. It's even better than I thought.
Oh, boy. How many people?
Monica started going through the photos and saw the woman. She was outraged. She says, you see the woman's, quote, boob, nipple, and everything. And she's got a big smile on her face.
Oh. If I was gonna flash a topless shot, I would pull the shirt up over my face so you couldn't see
exactly,
it was me.
Exactly, yeah. Or turn your head.
And who's the guy perched on the top looking down at the boobs?
I don't know who that is, but we were trying to recreate memories. Having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to
do that. It looks like we can cut that out. I mean, clearly the rest of the bulk of the picture's to the left of her.
She's now spreading the photo around, hoping someone will finger her.
Oh, well, let's hope so.
The woman in the photo with the boob, I mean.
She needs to get fingered so she can be brought to justice.
She wants to turn the woman over to the cops.
Yeah. That's indecent exposure.
I would suggest that you don't finger her because it seems to me like this is...
Oh, I
understand.
She deserves to be fingered.
No, she, while she didn't know that they were having a memorial for Nana...
Mm-hmm.
She didn't exactly commit a federal crime. She just was trying to photobomb you. And frankly, there aren't enough bare boob photobombs, in my humble opinion.
Well, I mean, you know.
If only.
It's disrespectful.
Is it, though? They don't know. Nana would not put up with that.
Nana would have gone over with her big black handbag and beat her over the head. How dare you? This is my memorial.
Is it wrong?
Yeah. But it's also hilarious. Plus, we, you know, I hope that girl gets fingered soon because that's the best part of the story, really. Where she's spreading the picture around now so everyone can.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts,
fast,
Vinny.
Fast fact.
Singer Gary Numan.
Yeah.
You know him, famous.
In cars. Here in my car, I like driving around.
That's not the words, but...
No one knows what the words are.
Yeah, they do.
Well, what are they?
I don't know. I didn't say I know.
All right.
But when you said no one knows, I disagree. Yeah.
Well, the internet knows, I'm sure.
Singer Gary Numan.
Here in my car, I like beeping my horn. I feel safest of all. Oh. In cars.
Singer Gary Numan.
Yes.
Is 13 days older than actor Gary Oldman.
Oh. Newman and Oldman. That's hilarious.
Singer Gary Newman.
He's older than Gary,
Gary Oldman.
Oldman.
That's funny.
13 days. Too.
13 days older.
Guess they're.
I'm naming 61.
My baby
Gary. What'd you name your baby? Gary. Sorry, Gary's out there.
What do you got against that name?
Nothing. It's just a funny name. Like, I'm picturing them as babies, you know? It's a baby that you named Gary.
It's hard to... Some names are tough. Yeah. I really like the name Georgia.
Yeah.
But it didn't work on a baby. As I'm looking at the baby, I'm like,
I don't like Georgia.
You call her
baby.
Gia.
Oh.
Oh.
Or George. Mm. You just call her George.
George.
Gary's just a funny name to pick. Of all the names, I like to think people pick like their favorite names, you know, try to name their baby a favorite name, and that Gary's your favorite name is pretty funny. That's all. Gary Numan. Gary Oldman.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, I love Beverly Hills Cop.
Was originally going to be a straight action film starring Sylvester Stallone and a character named Axel Cabretti.
Oh.
He pulled out 2 weeks before filming started, and they rewrote it. To star Eddie Murphy, and the rest is history.
Oh, it turned out well.
It sure did.
Great movie.
That is a good one.
Yeah. One of the great ones.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I love it. That,
if you look
and,
at his
Trading Places.
Filmography, he was still great at that point.
He had a run of great movies. And kids, if you haven't seen Beverly Hills Cop, you should. It's funny. I don't know. Do you think it holds up?
Sure.
I saw Trading Places a few years ago and was like, oh, this is just as funny as I remember.
Oh, it's excellent.
Maybe it's just my sensibility, though. Like, maybe we just...
Well, things have changed. I mean, I told you we watched Big the other day, and while it's still a very fun movie, the suits are ridiculous with the big lapels and the... They're
padded
so baggy.
And,
you're like, what is he wearing there?
The suit of the day.
I guess.
Even her outfits with the big shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Those sharp edges.
I like shoulder pads. Well, I did like them.
Right. But you wouldn't try that now.
Well, maybe if I was doing some big high fashion show as I do.
Who knows? Is this a new fashion?
So much of the 80s is back. You might actually pull that off.
I know, right? I was actually my next haircut, maybe I'll get it spiked again.
Sarah did something cool for once. Look at her. She's way out in front of us
all. She's groundbreaking.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it could happen. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100, and from there, we'll move on to Lil Nas X. I got a story about him today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.